بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي عبد الرحمن عوف بن مالك الأشجعي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم 9 أو 8 أو 7، فقال: ألا تبايعون رسول الله؟ وكنا حديثي عهد ببيعة، فقلنا: قد بايعناك يا رسول الله. حضرت عوف بن مالك رحمة الله رضي الله تعالى عنه: We were sitting by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were 9 or 8 or 7 of us, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Are you not going to take bayat? Are you not going to pledge allegiance?" So Auf bin Malik radiallahu anhu says, "We had just recently pledged allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we had already taken bayat, and now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is asking us again, 'Allah tubayyi'una Rasulullah? Are you not going to take a pledge allegiance to me?'" فَقُلْنَا قَدْ بَايَعَنَاكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. So we said, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have already pledged allegiance to you." ثُمَّ قَالْ أَلَا تُبَايِعُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated, "Are you not going to pledge allegiance to the Messenger of Allah?" فَبَسَطْنَا أَيْدِيَنَا. So we spread forward our hands, we extended our hands. وَقُلْنَا قَدْ بَايَعْنَاكَ فَعَلَامَ نُبَايِعُكَ Ya Rasulullah, we have already pledged allegiance to you. Now, on what basis should we pledge allegiance to you? قال على أن لا تعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا والصلوات الخمس وتطيعوا الله. That you should worship only Allah, and you should not associate any partners with Allah, and that you will read your 5 times salah, and you will obey Allah. وأسر كلمة خفيفة وَلَا تَسْأَلُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا. Then Rasulullah said something very, very softly. He said, and that you do not ask anything from people. The fact that he said it softly was to highlight the importance of this aspect as well. And that was not to beg from people. فَلَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ بَعْضَ أُولَٰئِكَ النَّفَرِ يَسْقُطُ صَوْتُ أَحَدِهِمْ فَمَا يَسْأَلُ أَحَدًا يُنَاوِلُهُ إِيَّاهُ. رواه مسلم. The narrator says, "I have seen then some of these 7 or 8 Sahaba who had pledged allegiance to Rasulullah on this basis that they won't worship anybody else but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will establish the salah, the 5 times salah. They will obey Allah and they will never ask anything from any person." I would see some of them that whilst riding, if their whoop falls down to the ground, a simple thing like a whoop, they will jump off the animal and they will pick the whoop themselves and then mount the animal. فَمَا يَسْأَلُ أَحَدًا يُنَاوِلُهُ إِيَّاهُ. That if he dropped his whoop, he will not ask anyone to pick it up for him. Something insignificant like a whoop. Any person could have just passed me my whoop. But even that also he wouldn't ask any person to do. So again we see from this hadith, Rasulullah emphasizes that we should beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unnecessarily a person should not ask people for anything. First we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there is a dire constraint, there is a need, that's something else, and then too we don't persist in it. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: لا تزال المسألة بأحدكم حتى يلقى الله تعالى وليس في وجهه مزعة لحم متفق عليه. رسول الله says that a person who continuously begs for people, he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the condition that there'd be no flesh on his face. He'll have no flesh on his face on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, there'll just be bones in this terrible condition, ugly appearance he'll have on the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has exhorted us not to beg from people. And we did the hadith yesterday, a very similar hadith comes again today. وَعَنْهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ وَهُوَ عَلَى الْمِنْبَرِ. Nabi Kareem said the following whilst he was on the minbar. وَذَكَرَ الصَّدَقَةَ وَالتَّعَفُفَ عَلَى الْمَسْأَلَةِ. Rasulullah spoke about charity. So he spoke about people giving charity, being generous, being kind. And also he spoke about abstaining from begging. And what did he say? أَلْيَدُ الْعُلْيَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْيَدِ السُّفْلَى. The upper hand is better than the bottom hand, the one that gives. He said, وَالْيَدُ الْعُلْيَا هِيَ الْمُنْفِقَ. The one, the upper hand is the one that is giving charity. وَالسُّفْلَى, the bottom hand, هِيَ السَّائِلَ. That's the one that is begging and asking. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلِي مِنَّا تَلْيَ وَالسُّوَفِقِ نِدَاءِ تُمِكْ عَمَلْ وَآخِرُ دَامَانَ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ